This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Mary Johnson Rockers grew up in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains singing in church. She discovered her gift for songwriting when she picked up a guitar her sisters left lying around the house. But it was when she moved to the North Carolina Piedmont that her musical horizon truly expanded. She saw her favorites like Patti Griffin, Gillian Welch, and David Rawlings at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, discovered indie bands with unfamiliar sounds, and met fellow musicians with whom she could collaborate. She's been playing with her current band, Mary Johnson Rockers and The Spark, for the last couple of years, and their first album, Hummingbird Heart, comes out next Friday. Here's a little bit of the title track.
They said we could not bring you home. Funny how it's best for us is the stuff that hurts the most. So we brought home to where you. Forget about the finer things, it's just living night to day. Life is hard from the start when I'm humming.
Mary Johnson Rockers is here in our studio with one of her bandmates, Miriam Chickerell Bayard, and I want to welcome you both back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's fun to be back.
Mary, you were here 3 years ago, and a lot has happened since. The track we just heard is about the birth of your son, and it was a difficult time for you. Tell us about it.
It was. It was a difficult time and also a wonderful time. Ty is his name, and he's about 15 months old now, and he came 3 months ahead of schedule. So that was something that I think nobody really can predict, but he... He's doing great now. It was a difficult time because he was in the hospital for 2 months. And so we basically lived at UNC NICU for 2 months. And it wasn't until months later that I was really able to process what we went through and what that experience was really, really meant. And when I was able to step back from it, I decided to write. You know, writing is a way that I can express my experiences. So.
And Hummingbird Heart came out of that. But I understand it's still very difficult for you to perform that live.
It is. I think it's the newest song on the new record. It's the newest song for me that I've written. And it is still pretty close to that experience. So, and I don't know, maybe just being a new mom makes me more emotional, even more emotional than I used to be. But it's just a very personal song. A lot of my writing has been storytelling and kind of looking at other people's lives. And this one is about something very intense that my family and friends went through. So that's why it's a little tough to sing live still.
Storytelling, personal stories, and yet you're collaborating now and working with other people to put those songs together. This is new for you, working with the band. Mm-hmm. How has that changed things for you?
Well, I have played... with a few different groups in the past, like Pawn Shop Ruby. But this is the first time I've actually really gotten into collaborating on songwriting, like you said. And so it's been a change, of course, and it's really exciting. And the configuration now is such that I just feel like it's a really creative space. And I'm starting to kind of step off course from my, you know, ideas of what songwriting is to opening up to what the bandmates have to offer. And they're songwriters as well. And practices are about arranging together and trying new things. And it's been really fun and exciting for me.
Would you play a song for us now?
Sure. Yeah. Miriam is with me today. And Miriam wrote the bridge on this song. And it just, to me, this song is an older tune. I wrote it years ago. When I was crushing on a local musician, and he was about to leave. I heard him play live, and he announced that he was headed to Cleveland the next day. And so I thought I'd turn it into a love song. But Miriam recently added this kind of a question mark to the song, and that's the bridge that you'll hear her beautifully sing. It's called Cleveland.
Kentucky bourbon,
and smoky bars and the tape deck is broken in your car. So put a dollar in the jukebox before moving. Don't go to Cleveland tonight. It's a long road, it's a dark road, baby. Away from here, there's no wrong, there's no right before the morning light. Don't go to Cleveland tonight. The center of a crowd, but who do you talk to on the highway between towns? Ain't it lonely to be known but to know no one? Don't go to Cleveland tonight. It's a long road, it's a dark road, baby. Away from here, there's no wrong, there's no right before the morning light. Don't go to Cleveland tonight.
Mary Johnson Rockers, Miriam Chickrell Bayard, two members of Mary Johnson Rockers and The Spark. The song is Cleveland. The new album is Hummingbird Heart. So, Miriam, let me ask you, what inspired the bridge?
Well, I think, like Mary said, our practices have really kind of evolved to this collaborative process, which is really fun. And so I think we had a suggestion from someone that bridges in the songs would be a good idea.
That was John Climel, who produced our album together with Jim.
With that in mind, we were kind of thinking through our songs and trying to see, well, could we stick a bridge in here? Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, everyone there was throwing out different melodies or different chord progressions, and it just kind of evolved.
It evolved. It came together. It sounds beautiful, so that you can easily embrace it once the idea is out there. But Mary, the first time somebody said, hey, you know, your songs could really use a few bridges. Come on, how'd you feel? That moment.
Oh, you know, it's tough to be critiqued, I guess. And I'm a sensitive person, but I think it's really been good for me to hear that. And my husband, Jack, and I have really grown together because he has been one to like support my music, but also to help me like look at it in different ways. And so I think I've opened up a little bit more to inviting critique, and it's been, I mean, a great suggestion from that John had, and I welcome other suggestions that people have as well.
You just got to make that terrifying leap into somebody else's, you know, idea and get over that. It's a wonderful thing. Your father now, we talked about you singing in that church, but you also listened to your father, who was the preacher, and he was a kind of preacher of the ministry of social justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he can't sing at all. Sorry, Dad, but I think, you know, a lot of the – I guess the messages behind my music and what kind of drives me in life has to do with what the values that my parents, both of them, instilled in me as a kid. And he is a subject, I think, well, both of them as leaders of social justice in small ways or in their own communities. And I've just really been appreciative of him as an example. And some of that has... You know, I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a minister, even though my dad at one point was trying to get me to go into preaching.
But he's saying, well, you can't preach, girl. So there you go.
In a different way, I guess.
Yeah. You are. In your own way, you have your own ministry. And will you minister it to us now and sing another song?
Oh, gosh. Well, this is actually one of the songs on the album that I wanted to play. That's, you know, a lot of the songs that Jim and I wrote that are recorded on this newest record are personal and about our own journeys. This particular one is about somebody else's journey, and it's about these fishermen that were lost at sea years ago. I think in the early, maybe like 2003 or 4, these fishermen were lost at sea for 9 months at sea, and were they left the coast of Mexico and picked up in near Taiwan. And so I just thought, what a crazy tale to be lost at sea and not know if your family has presumed you dead. And just thinking about that kind of journey that people make even today. So, I'd like to do that one for y'all. It's called Lucio, which is the name of somebody on the boat, actually.
We were 12 men strong on the Anna Maria, catching sharks off the San Blas Bay. Then Lucio gave a shout when the motor gave out. He said, "Hair's in the sky on its way." Couldn't see when the night came, but the morning was gray. I could feel something sinking in my chest. We could not see ahead, so we bowed our poor heads and we prayed to every god.
Mary Johnson Rockers and Miriam Chickerell Bayard of Mary Johnson Rockers and the Spark from their latest CD, Hummingbird Heart. Next Friday at 12 o'clock, on the 12th rather, at Local 506 at 8:30, you can hear them. The doors open at 8 o'clock. That's Friday the 12th. Then Saturday the 13th, they're going to be at Flyleaf Books. And you can check out the band at ReverbNation.com/Mary Johnson Rockers and buy the new album at CDBaby.com or on iTunes and anywhere else. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Going to ask you to play us out, but first we're going to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio. It is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Mary Johnson Rockers and Miriam Chickerell Bayard.
Keep my eyes on the road. I keep my eyes on the road. I keep my eyes on the road, always straight ahead. 'Cause I'm so tired of looking at the rear view. I've made mistakes. I've been a fool. And then these memories will come back, talking and taking me to school. I heard a man, you wouldn't know his name, but I can see his face and he can feel my shame. I should take my baby for a drive with me. His kisses are sweeter than the flowers on the cherry trees. We can talk about the past without worrying. That's the way it should be. Well, don't you think so? I keep my eyes on the road. I keep my eyes on the road. I keep my eyes on the road, always straight ahead. 'Cause I'm so tired of looking out the rear view.